How many of y'all know we're in the last days? In fact, we're in the last minutes, aren't we? Would you turn to Psalm 15, please? In Psalm 15, would you read it with me? Psalm 15, start at verse 1. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle, and who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. Now, this is powerful because he's saying, listen, who's going to dwell with him? Everybody wants to walk with God, but there are certain criteria that he requires. The Bible says he never leaves us nor forsakes us, but we do. We do it to him. See, I'm sharing with you that right now in these last moments on this planet, in these last days that we have, God is establishing and creating a people that are going after him with all of his heart, that are willing to do whatever it takes to maintain purity and cleanliness so that we can walk close to him. Because if you're not close to him right now, you can be easily swayed. You can easily be caught up in the things of the world, be caught up in your finances, be caught up in your family, be caught up in all kinds of things that can begin to cause you to lose focus of what your purpose and call is. Now remember something, God's will is you and God, not you and your spouse. God's will is you and God, not you and your children. God's will is you and God, not you and your job. It's you and God, first of all. And as you're establishing the will of God between you and God, everything else begins to fall into place. So he's saying, who can abide in your tabernacle? In other words, who can get close to you? Who can walk with you? Because that's everybody's heart, is to walk with the Lord. And in these last days, you got to walk close to him. You got to hide in the secret place of the Most High. You got to get closer to God than you've ever been before, or you'll be deceived. And it says, he who walks uprightly works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. There's three criterias. He who does not backbite with his tongue, hello. Nor does evil to his neighbor. Nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised. In other words, you ain't getting near that person. But he honors those who what? Fears the Lord. Those who fear the Lord will walk close to God. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. In other words, you can hurt me, but I ain't changing. You can steal from me, rob from me. You can accuse me. You can abuse me, but I'm not changing. I'm staying on focus. I'm staying on course. And I'm going to do his will no matter what happens around me. Are you hearing? Verse 5. He who does not put out his money at usury. In other words, doesn't pay for a bribe, doesn't use his money unrighteously, but is a tither. His purpose of finances is to establish the kingdom of God. Are you hearing? Because see, as you establish God's kingdom, he establishes you. See, too many people are trying to establish their own kingdom and waiting for God. It don't work that way. You establish God's kingdom and he'll establish you. That's why he says, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. See, people's finances right now, and the Bible says that in the latter days, there'll be lovers of self and lovers of money, the two things that are going to cause people to fall and walk away from God. Because their trust is in their money and their savings account. Their trust is in their trust, but they don't realize it's God's. Or they haven't given it up yet to God. Their trust is in their education and how much they know instead of who they know. The trust is in the wrong place. Are you hearing? Who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will what? Never be moved. He who does these things, these are criterias so that you do not get moved out of position. Are you hearing me? In other words, what God is establishing right now is spiritual stability. Hello. Spiritual what? Stability. Not be moved. They are spiritually stable. They are balanced, unmovable. And what are they unmovable? To the virtue of the character of Christ. See, the most important thing that we do not want to do is defile the character of Christ in our life. We do not want to offend God in that area. And whatever we do, we must carry a virtue that is so characterized of His character. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that and maintain a spiritual stability is to maintain the fear of God. Daniel 6. Daniel 6, spiritual stability. Now, I'm not going to get in depth on this. I'm going to touch it a little bit. But we do have a teaching you can get. And it's called spiritual credibility. And it has accountability, responsibility, and credibility in it. And it'll help you understand, because if you're not stable, you're not responsible. Hello? If you're not stable, you're not faithful. If you're not stable, God can't trust you. And Daniel chapter 6 and verse 1. Would you read it with me, please? It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom. And over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. Wow. Why? Because he had stability. But it wasn't just about physical or carnal stability. He had spiritual stability. Because if you are not spiritually stable, you are not physically stable. Are you hearing? You're an individual that cannot be trusted in the area of maintaining. Let me share one thing. Picking up after yourself. Somebody's always got to follow you to make sure you're doing the right thing. That means you're unstable. If somebody has to always follow you to make sure you're doing the right thing, then you're unstable. Are you hearing? And God can't trust you. Because if you can't do it in the natural realm, that means that the fruit that you're showing in the natural realm means that that's associated with the spirit realm. That means you're unstable in the spirit. And what he's doing right now is he's building stability in his children. That's why things are getting tighter. Things are being exposed more. You're finding more conviction. You're finding yourself repenting more. Praise God. Is everybody all right? Hallelujah. Now, in verse 4, are y'all there? Let's read it together. So the governors and the satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault find in him. Let me tell you something. The devil's purpose is to try to get you to fall. He stands to accuse you. See, the Bible tells us make no place for the devil. Think about places we make for the devil. Vows. Unfulfilled. Things that we said that we were going to do and didn't do. Yeah, you repent, but you're still going to reap. Are you hearing? You still made place for the devil. You're still going to have to reap certain things. You're going to either, something's going to be stolen, killed, or destroyed. But God is faithful to work all things to the good, isn't he? So we see here Daniel was a true example of virtue. Of somebody that walked in the character and the likeness of Christ with a pure heart. And of course, somebody's always going to try to find error. You're going to be accused and persecuted for doing the right thing. That's the way it is. People will not understand you because of the things that you do. You'll have to make choices that are pleasing to God and not pleasing to man. And people will not understand what you're doing, because they are spiritually unstable themselves. Because if they are truly stable, they'd be like-minded with Christ and with you. Are you hearing? In verse 5, then these men said, we shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because he had an excellent spirit. They couldn't find any charge or fault. He was faithful. Remember, Satan's looking to sift you. He's looking to tempt you, isn't he, in every area. He's a legalist. He's going to try and find something according to the law. In fact, he's going to even try to bind you to the letter so that you'll lose sight of being led by the Spirit. He tries to put you in religiosity again. He tries to bind you back in religion, where you are bound by the letter instead of being led by the Spirit, because those who are led by the Spirit are sons of God. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So we want to begin to get spiritually stable. Spiritually stable. In Philippians 3, in Philippians chapter 3, in verse 17, what does Paul write? He says, "Brethren, join in following my example and note those who walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself." So, you know, unstable people are enemies of the cross. They are double-minded. They are not faithful. Are you hearing? They are not faithful, and they cannot be trusted. James chapter 1. See, this is a ploy of the enemy, is to try to break your stability. He'll do everything he can to break your stability. And James chapter 1 and verse 2. "My brethren, count it what? All joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." And that's what God wants to bring us, that we may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing, that we are stable, we are unmovable, no matter what the circumstances. He says in verse 5, "If any of you lacks wisdom," so he's saying you're going to need some wisdom, "let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in what? Faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded, unstable in all of his ways." All of his ways. Does everybody understand that? He is double-minded in what? Unstable in all of his ways. Well, and the devil knows. The devil knows whether you're stable or unstable. And those who are stable and unmovable, the devil will try to break that stability off of you. He will try to bring a trial. That's why it says count it all joy. Count it all joy. Listen, Job was tested by the devil. But God set Job up, because God wanted to get to the devil, so he used Job. Are you hearing? Because he didn't curse God. He went all the way, no matter what the circumstance was. He went all the way to the end, and Job got double blessed, didn't he? See, God also will use you to get to the devil, not by just casting him out, not by just laying hands on the sick, not by just speaking in tongues. He'll use you to get to the devil by being stable, because the devil hates stable people. It hurts him. It destroys him. He has to run away with his tail between his legs. Are you hearing? In 2 Corinthians 13. So if you're going through a trial or a test, stand no matter what. Stay stable. Why? Because the devil's going to get his butt kicked by you standing upright. And then don't do a butt ministry. Don't do butts. No butts. Don't do a butt. Spiritual stability. 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5. "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourself." Say that again. Test yourself. Man, if we test ourselves, we wouldn't have to be tested. "Do you not know you yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are what? Unless you're disqualified. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified. For we can do nothing against the truth, but what? But what? For the truth. For we are glad when we are weak and you are strong. And this also we pray, that you may be what? Made complete. Made complete. See, we are already complete in God. We don't lack anything. Everything is already provided. As you constantly maintain the will of God is you and God, things begin to fall into place. Of course, the devil will try to open a door that's not of God. That's where you have to do your warfare. That's where you have to pray. And that's where you have to get the wisdom. Because wisdom tells you what to do. Are you hearing? Wisdom does what? Tells you what to do. One of the things we need to do in this area is, as we examine ourselves, is be disciplined to examine ourselves. If you're not willing to examine yourself, you've already proved that you're unstable. Come on, do you get it? If you're not willing to examine yourself, that's already the fruit of instability. Why? Because when you are stable, one of the fruits also is humbleness. You maintain a humble heart. You maintain a heart that's willing to always learn. You trust God no matter what the circumstances are. You don't try and fix things yourself. You are led. You're willing to wait till the Holy Spirit comes and takes you. Are you hearing? You're willing to what? Wait till the Holy Spirit comes to take you. Those who are led by the Spirit are sons of God. You don't move ahead of God. Why? Because you trust Him. No matter what's going around you, you're standing on the solid rock. You are stable, unmovable, and trustful. Are you hearing? Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3. You know, we had a powerful meeting Saturday morning. And one of the things that was very well expressed in the area of those who have children. See, it's amazing in how many people become unstable because they're trying to rescue their children. The Bible says that your house will be saved. Didn't say you'd save your house. It said your house will be saved. And if you're stable, you'll just give your children to God. Let Him take care of it. Quit trying to rescue your children. Being the example that they want to be rescued by your stability. Are you hearing? That's all I got. I want to share with that today. Hebrews 3 and verse 7. Therefore what? As the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said they will always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if, see that word if? That's very important. That's probably the most important word in this whole chapter. If. If what? If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. In other words, if you're willing to endure, if you're willing to stay stable no matter what. No matter what. Now the devil's going to tempt you with everything he can. He's going to speak to you. In fact, every morning you wake up, there he is, Mr. and Mrs. Flesh. And what's he trying to do? He's trying to promote you to do something you're not supposed to. He's trying to cause you to be unstable. He's trying to break you the first thing in the morning. Are you hearing me? He gives you that list of all the things you got to do besides things of God. Come on, what's he trying to do? Break you right away. He's trying to break your discipline. Because he knows that the first thing you're going to do is call on the name of the Lord in the morning. You know, he knows that you're going to invite the Holy Spirit to come and help you pray, and you're going to go to your prayer closet. You may pick up your cup of coffee on the way, but you're headed towards the prayer closet. Just don't bring any donuts in the prayer closet. It gives the Lord indigestion. Hallelujah. So the devil's going to try to break your discipline first thing in the morning. He'll get your mind racing like crazy. That's where you got to take dominion. Cast down those thoughts and imaginations. Say no. Muzzle his mouth. Pull out the Holy Ghost bazooka and start shooting. I don't care if you're shooting blind. Shoot something. You're bound to hit him one way or another. You know, don't get so religious. Are you hearing me? You know, you got to get bold first thing in the morning. See, when you start finding your mind drifting, that's when you got to get angry. Ooh. You got to pull it back, slap everything out. Sometimes you got to slap the soul out of yourself. You start kicking butt right away. Right away. Be a first attacker. Don't wait till you get attacked. First strike. Bam. Go to Revelation 2. Remember, he's trying to break your stability. And we need to be close as possible right now. Revelation chapter 2, start at verse 1. And to the angel of the church of Ephesus, write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand and who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and they have found them to be liars. Oh, there's plenty of them, isn't there? You have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Man, that sounds like a great church. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Wow. In other words, you have left the side of God. You have left him. You have fallen in love with your works and your labor instead of staying in love with him. He said, remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you what? Repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise. Now listen, we cannot lose our first love. Being stable will always maintain your first love. Are you hearing? It always maintains your first love. He's number one, no matter what. No matter what's going on around you. You're maintaining your first love. You are stable. See, people who lose their first love, they're unstable, unbalanced. Are you hearing? They are unstable and unbalanced. In other words, you'll know by the fruit of what's going on in your natural realm. You'll see it. People will see it. They'll know whether you are stable or unstable. You know people in your life right now that are unstable. They have a form of godliness, but they're still unstable. They may show up for Bible study and service, but they're still unstable. Are you hearing me? Because there's just certain things that you can't count on them to do yet. There are people in your lives that where you work at and places that you go and family members, you know you can't count on them. They say one thing and do another. And they'll swear to death that they're going to do it and they won't do it. And they curse themselves every time they say they're going to do something and don't. They're unstable. Double-minded. Are you hearing? And see, even when you are stable, the enemy's going to try and break your stability. You must be disciplined in these last moments. Hello. You must not lose your first love. Listen, too many of us have gone for love in the wrong places. Are you hearing me? Love of money, love of self, love your neighbor. Hello. That means lust your neighbor. Does everybody understand? The enemy loves to break these things in your life, causes us to be unstable. But in these last days, we've got to be close to God. Now listen, go to Isaiah 33. Isaiah 33. I mean, did I say 33? Good, I meant it. Verse 5 and 6. Isaiah 33, verse 5 and 6. Would you read it with me? The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times. Wow. That means you got to know him. Wisdom and knowledge will be the what? The stability of your times. And the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Wow, this is powerful. See, wisdom and knowledge are always associated with the fear of God. Because wisdom and knowledge will be used correctly when the fear of God is established. Your stability depends on your fear of God. Would you say that with me? My stability depends on the fear of God. Now go to Psalm 34. Because what he wants you to do is know him. Not just know about him, but know him. Is everybody there? Psalm 34. Spiritual stability has got to be established. I will bless the Lord at all times. Wow, I will bless the Lord at what? How about when you feel like it? What about when you don't feel like it? What about when there's trouble all around you? What about when somebody lied to you? Stole from you? Accused you? Wow. You'll be tested on that. You just made confession, right? All times. I will bless the Lord all times. Hello? His praise shall what? Continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from what? All of my fears. I sought the Lord and he heard me. Wow. And delivered us from what? Fear. Satan's power is what? Fear. And his weapon is deception. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of a couple of his troubles. Oh, all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who what? Fear him and delivers him. Let me share something. Somebody wants to mess with me, they got to mess with him. He's called the angel of the Lord that can kill 180,000 people. Are you hearing? See, people want to get so physical. You want to get physical? Here, let me introduce you to the angel of the Lord that will wipe you up. Hello. You know, I'm going to share something important. Judgment is not coming to the earth because of sin. Jesus came already for sin. Judgment is coming because of pride. Are you hearing? Judgment is coming because of what? Pride. Because they've lost the fear of God. And God will reestablish his reverence back. See, pride rejects the fear of the Lord. Pride is religion. He is not coming because of sin. He's coming to judge because of pride. Because they've rejected him. Are you hearing me? Because they've lost the fear of God. And he's going to reestablish his reverence. Whether man likes it or not. In verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who what? Fear. So quit grumbling. The more you grumble, the more pride comes on you. The only reason why you grumble is because you don't have a fear of God. Because if you had the fear of God, you wouldn't grumble. Hello? Then don't go to the butt ministry again either. But. No, forget it. You either have the fear of God or you don't. You either are stable or you're not. It's one or the other. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. That means God has provided everything for us. Come, you children, listen to me, and I will teach you the what? The fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil. Tie it into a bowl if you can't speak the right thing. At least make it look good. Put a bow tie in your mouth. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. See, so we must maintain the fear of the Lord. Reverence to God will keep you stable with virtue. Are you hearing? It's important that these things be imparted today. Quit relying. The Bible tells us, lean not on your own understanding. But all things acknowledge the Lord. Trust Him. You got to trust. Listen, the only way you're going to walk supernaturally is to be stable. You'll never get supernatural things happening in your life until you sow supernaturally. That's why the Bible says tithe. And He says, trust me and test me. That's why the Bible says, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. Are you hearing? That's why He says, don't lean on your own understanding. That's why He says, abide in me and I'll abide in you. Why? Because He's trying to move supernaturally. He's trying to move heaven through you and trying to get heaven to you. Are you hearing? But if you're still carnally minded, you need to just cut it off. Cast it down. That's why people who don't learn burn and get burned. It is a time to learn or you'll burn. Hello? Philippians 4, we'll close here. Spiritual stability. Philippians 4, in verse 8 and 9. Would you read it with me, please? Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Spiritual stability. Maintaining the virtue of the character of Christ. Maintaining the fear of the Lord. Departing from evil. It's important. Trust. Don't lean on your own emotions. Hello. Don't lean on your own understanding. Trust. Trust and die. Hello. Is everybody okay? Spiritual stability. Remember, the devil's going to try and break your stability. He's going to try and break your discipline. You can't. We are in a war. And you cannot get pushed out of rank. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. I apply the blood of Jesus on these seeds. I ask that you allow them to grow and bear fruit for your glory. And Lord, we repent in every area where we have allowed the enemy access to break our stability and discipline. Lord, we repent for every area we've made decisions without the reverence and fear of God and without consulting you first. Lord, we ask that you reestablish our stability and our relationship with you. We repent for every area that we've lost our first love. And we ask, Lord, today that you would bring that back and establish it. That Jesus may be glorified in us and through us. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.